Seattleites love their poetry. KUOW has a poetry correspondent. Our city is home to one of the nation's few poetry-only bookstores. And on any given day, all over town, you can attend a poetry reading or a poetry slam. And now, Seattle has its first ever youth poet laureate, 17-year-old Leja Farr. Farr is a student at Cleveland High School, and that's where she heard about the youth poet laureate competition.
My U.S. history teacher, Mr. Shin, he told me about it. He was like, you should really do this since you're a poet. And yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do it. And then
just like that, okay, sure, I'll do it, Mr. Shin.
Yeah, and then I just did it.
Tell me how you found out that you were the winner.
It was 8 finalists, and we were in the Cornish Playhouse, and we all performed, and they said it doesn't matter about the performance, we already chose the winner. So I was like, oh, okay, so I don't have to be so stressed out about performing. But when they told me that I won, I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it. I still kind of can't believe it. It was really crazy. Yeah.
When did you actually start to write poetry?
Oh, I've always rhymed words and things, but I didn't get serious about poetry until I was about 11, 12, maybe.
How did that happen?
There was a campaign called Let's Draw the Line, and it was about teens and drugs. And I did a rap poem slash kind of about teens and drugs, and it won a contest. So that after that, I actually got serious. I was like, oh, maybe I can actually do this. Thoughts come back with the ashes. Life passes. That dope you smoked didn't feel like what you hoped. Most kids want to grow up and be bright, but their futures are blurred by the fires that they light. Crack can kill, overdose on those pills, weeds green like those bills. Over time, you decide. You can lose your pride, getting high is worthless. Tomorrow could be your memorial service. Let's draw the line. Do you see that sign? Don't gulp down that vodka, don't sip on that wine. It makes me mad. I've had enough. Pick up a book, not take a puff.
I'm talking to Leja Farr, and she's Seattle's first ever youth poet laureate. I believe you're the first. You're
yes,
the inaugural. Is there some sort of organized poetry scene at Cleveland High School?
We used to have a poetry club, which I'm trying to reestablish because I really want a poetry club. So hopefully next year we get it back. There's poets at our school. We have open mics and talent shows and people get to perform. So yeah, the first time I did a performance at Cleveland was freshman year. I did a poem called Gun, and that was received really well. So ever since then, I've been performing there and gaining more fans.
A lot of people your age might think of poetry as stuff that's in books. So maybe you can explain what the difference is between, you know, Emily Dickinson and Leja Farr.
I think my poetry is like, it's a way to connect me to other people that may be going through the same things. Self-healing. Some people look at poetry as a way to self-heal. I also look at poetry as a way to self-heal. It's just things that I see. I'm a product of my environment. So everything that I write is what I pick up on, things that I look around at, conversations I have with people.
How do you take that identity of poet? What does it mean?
It means that you have an ability to help people with certain situations that they're going in. Your words can really affect people. And I think it's important that people use their words in productive ways. So a poet is somebody that's helping the world in a productive way. I think a part of being a poet also is being open-minded, just being open to different things.
How long will you actually be the youth poet laureate?
For a year.
What will you do as youth poet laureate?
So I got a book deal with Penmanship, I believe it's called.
Got a book deal?
Yes, I got a book deal. So hopefully that's getting published soon. And my mentors, Aaron Counts and Matt Gaino, they're going to help me as I tour around Seattle and go different places. Some places offer commission, some don't. But yeah, I get to basically tour around Seattle for a year.
You could write an essay. You could write a book, so why a poem?
I think poems are more, I guess, simple to understand. Yeah, I like the rhythm of the poetry and how people can connect to the different rhymes that you put in the poetry. There's a lot of different things you can do with poetry.
Why is poetry so important to you?
I think without poetry, I wouldn't be the person I am today because it's helping me grow. It's helping me see the world differently. When I write, I feel a lot better about certain emotions that I have, like if I'm angry, sad. So I think that poetry will always be that thing I go to that's therapeutic, and it will help me connect with other people.
Leigh Jafar is going to be a senior at Seattle's Cleveland High School next fall. She spoke with Marcy Silman. In May, Seattle Arts and Lectures Writers in the Schools program named her the city's first youth poet laureate. And Farr's first scheduled public appearance in that role is September 24th.